Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. It's always good to learn a little more from voters. Today, we drill down into our polling of Democrats in the 2nd Congressional District. These urban and suburban voters may not represent rural Arkansas, but they are an important voting block in the state. Dr. Jay Barth, professor of political science at Hendricks College, and Robert Kuhn, GOP strategist with the Impact Management Group, joined me for a conversation. I want to begin with the fact how difficult it was for us to find a universe of Democratic voters because there haven't been any major contested primaries other than Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders in 2016. How tough was it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, in 2014, there were a lot of uncontested primaries. 2012, the presidential primary was late in the game, and so there wasn't much action there. But this year, we do see some action, especially in that congressional race that's getting a lot of attention.
And if you go to 2010, Robert, you're really getting somebody that hadn't voted in 8 years.
That's right.
They're not really a likely Democratic voter.
That's right. You go deeper to find new people, but if they haven't been engaged in any of the other three, then what are you really gaining in doing that?
Yeah. Let's talk about the demographics in this poll before we dive into some of the results. There's some interesting stuff. We did wait a little bit on age in this poll, but other than that, we kind of left it where it was. Mm-hmm. High female turnout, about 4 points higher than the 2016 presidential primary, but I'm not so sure that that's not where this district is at this point in time. Did you guys have that same sentiment?
Yeah, it may be a little high in terms of the gender ratios with more women than may turn out by May 22nd, but I think it is going to be a very heavily skewed female electorate. We also know that it is a very heavily skewed Pulaski County electorate, that there just aren't a lot of Democratic voters out in the suburban and rural counties. That number was not too far off at all from the last time there was a contested in 2016.
When
you look at the primaries.
I think the women being as high as they are is somewhat indicative of kind of what we're seeing in polling generally. You know, I think they're more patient, more willing to sit there and answer the questions. I think sometimes men are quick to hang up, to be quite honest. I do think that's a good point about, you know, Pulaski being kind of the heavy anchor of this district for Democrats, which also plays into some of the issues and things that we tested where, you know, they don't necessarily see eye to eye with the Democrats in other parts of the district. They're smaller pockets of them, but there are some differences in how they view the issues.
All right, let's contrast the Donald Trump approval number among Democrats versus Republicans. If we ever needed to borrow from Charles Dickens, it was a tale of two cities or a tale of two states. Mm-hmm. 86% approval for President Trump among Republicans, 83% disapproval among Democrats. Yeah, not surprised.
Right. And again, you know, I think we all have to say the caveat. This is a second district again and again and again, and so it's not a statewide poll. There's a little bit of apples and oranges comparison. That said, I think that while this district makes you a little more anti-Trump than Democratic voters statewide, you know, Donald Trump is the consummate polarizing figure, and party is the divider there. And you know, the determinant moving forward in terms of how his standing is going to be among independent voters. They're locked in on the R&D side.
Yeah.
I really thought the key takeaway from the Trump numbers, I mean, the overall was not really surprising, but even though it was smaller universes in those rural counties, they definitely see it a little bit differently, where you even saw some 20s, 30s percent support or approve of Donald Trump. I think, you know, it is the second district. Those are smaller universes. But if you kind of extrapolate that concept across the state, there is some Democratic support for Donald Trump. And I think any candidate, whether they're running in second congressional district or statewide, if it's just bash Trump all day, all night long, mm-hmm. I think there's going to be some conservative Democrats that don't agree with that.
Lastly, let's talk gun regulations. Should there be more, less, or no change to gun regulations? Obviously, very different levels of returns here among Democrats. 78% say it should be more regulated. where we saw some divisions among Republicans there in that poll that we asked the same question to 2 weeks ago. We see a lot more solidarity on the Democratic front. Not a surprise.
Not a surprise. I do think this is probably an area where the second district numbers may be a little different than statewide numbers on the Democratic side. I mean,
you think it'd be a little different in the first and the fourth on gun issues?
A little bit different among Democrats. You know, this. I mean, kind of the urban base. I mean, really, if you look at the most urban of counties in the state, you know, Pulaski, Washington, and Benton. Those are the places where kind of the most concern about guns being out of control. We see some grassroots movements in those counties. Moms Demand Action, some of those groups. I think this is very clear that's an issue that it, and we are seeing it in some of these state legislative races on the Democratic side, these primary battles, where folks are really trying to get there in terms of saying they will stand up on further deregulation of guns.
We're going to see it in one general election up in Fayetteville proper,
I think.
I think we're already seeing it.
You know, the same thing kind of applied to this question, too, is there is kind of this divide between the urban and suburban communities. Even if you throw kind of Saline into that, you know, it's more like Pulaski maybe than your real traditional kind of rural communities, you know, Conway County and Perry County and things like that, which may be more indicative of how Democrats feel in other areas, like you said, in the first and the fourth. You know, it's certainly a strong number for those that want to see more regulated. I think, you know, when you account for, you know, the small amount of Republicans even that are interested in more regulated, I think, you know, it would be interesting to see what kind of coalitions could be built there. I think it's a tough place to go, but it's not like it's not the reverse of the Donald Trump. It's not, they're not polar opposites. There is some give and take to be had.
That's Dr. Jay Barth of Hendricks College and Robert Kuhn, political strategist with Impact Management Group, talking about our Democratic poll of voters in Arkansas. That's a follow-up to our Republican poll from a few weeks ago. You can catch more of our conversation at talkbusiness.net. That's all for this episode of Talk Business and Politics. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.